is a child. I was always a guy, you know. God always dealt with me. I mean, he would do stuff, you know. I pushed it away. I didn't want to do nothing for God. No.
Bless.
God, but man, I'm telling you, it's a blessing that y'all can get young and y'all can sing for the Lord and do whatever you can do for him. I mean, right now, I want to do anything I can for him because of what he's done. Like I said this morning, if he didn't do nothing else for me to save my soul from hell, he's already done enough. He's already changed my way of thinking. He brought me out of the way, a deep pit. He's just gotten stronghold away from me and got me away from people that I was able to seven relationships and didn't need anymore. Just things like that. Tonight would be a very familiar scripture. It'd be 2 Timothy 4. As a child of God, it's hard sometimes when we walk by faith.
Right.
We walk by faith and not by sight. It's hard. It's hard sometimes. Jesus told Thomas over there in Matthew, John 21:29, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. It's a blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Right.
Amen.
That's a hard thing when you can't grab a hold of God. Sometimes you can't pick them up. It's hard sometimes when you don't feel them right. And you just gotta walk by faith.
Right.
You just gotta continue to work and walk by faith. When you don't hear his voice, when he's not there, he's there. When he's not even picked this up and you know what to do with the child of God, he's left us instructions. That's something we can lean on.
That's right.
In Hebrews 1, it's now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
Having faith will have you walking different, talking different.
Yes,
having faith in God, you can say, I believe in God. Well, but James says, even so faith, it have not works,
right.
Is dead,
right.
Being alone.
Yeah.
It says, show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.
Right.
Amen.
Hey, when I got saved, man, I couldn't help it, man. I had to tell God had I knew there was something different inside me. And I didn't know what was going to happen when I got out because I had talked to the game before. I had to, I'm going to be different this time. But something was different this time and it changed me, man. And people say, how do you know? How do you know you're not going to get out there? The real test is when you get out there. I said, I ain't going to know, but I know this. I'm not coming back right here. I'm turning my life over. I've got a church where I'm going to. God's already showed me the church that I'm going to. He's already told me. I got saved and immediately I wrote a letter home. I wrote a letter home, and I asked her, I said, give me another chance. Give me another chance.
Come on.
To do right. And I'll come to church, I'll do whatever y'all ask me to do. And it changed me, man, because before, I would have said that, and I just had somewhere to parole out to, an address, because to parole out, you have to have a physical address to be able to come home. And if you don't have that, you're sitting there, and you have to come out on your Mac out day or whatever. So I could have used that as an escape to get out and then done what I wanted to do. But I told him, I said, this time it's different, and I know it's different.
Amen.
Something changed in me. I got put in that cell, and I didn't know what was to come. I had charges put on me, fighting with officers, obstruction, and other things, possession. And so I didn't know what was to come, and I was sitting in that cell, I couldn't call home or nothing. And when I got down there, and I was like, God, it's not just me this time that I'm living, it's everybody around me. And I didn't see that until then, I was already doing that. And I just watched my whole life crumble down, and I was like, something's got to change. Something's got to get, I can't live like this anymore. It's scaring me, man. I don't want this to be my life. I couldn't do it myself. I wanted something different. I wanted something better for their life. I wanted to live different, but I couldn't do it. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yeah,
he's passed away, all things become new. I know when God got in my life, he gave me a hunger to want to be at every church service. Hey, I'm telling you, wear the mask and come to church, that's fine with me. I just get stripped down to go to church.
Listen,
I mean, you get stripped down to church, Then you get stripped from back to church.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys have done it. They'll say, man, I just don't like that. I don't either. But God's done something in my life.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
And that room's gotten preached.
Yeah.
And I want to hear the preaching. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the word. I don't know. He gave me a hunger and desire for this. And in conversation that I get into a lot of times, man, some of the guys that I work with, they don't want to hear it, man. I know they've got my feet on the face because it just comes out, man. I just start quoting the word. They tell me what the word says. I say, man, they tell me something. I say, praise God, man. Hey, man, I'm praying for you. Like, oh, all right, well, I appreciate that. And I'm like, hey, man, it works, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
man. They're just blown away. I say, hey, man, I wouldn't be right here in front of you if I wasn't saved. I'm thinking, when God did what he did in my life, he gave me a place that I wanted to be right here.
Yes.
I wanted to be right in Hebrews 13:9, it says, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right here in this church.
Yeah.
Right here, this is my home.
Right.
I've had several people tell me that this is their home. Hey, but I know God did something in my life. I can't live like that no more.
Right.
I'm just so loose and wild out there. I'm a wild man. I was crazy. I didn't care. I had no respect for the law. I had no respect for anybody. Really, I didn't care about nobody but myself. I didn't. Hey, that old flesh, in Galatians 5:16, this is I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
That flesh will come up every now and then. Hey, you can't be rude, you can't be mean, but sometimes I want to be. I still don't want to be. Man, it's hard, man. It's hard.
Right.
It was a progressive thing for me. I had to learn.
God didn't just
take all those things at once from me, because I don't know. Some people are different. Some people take the white cover, like the Paul and the Master spoke. God, he changed the name from Saul to Paul, and he changed his whole life. Boom! In an instant. It didn't happen to that. It'd be like that. He started slowly purging things out of my life, because I'm so hard-headed, and you take something from me, I'm just going to take right after it. I know it ain't good for me, but I'm so mad because you took it from me. So he just slowly purged things and slowly brought in love. He did it in love.
Right.
And he showed me things that I had to get out of my life. And I thank God the way he worked in my life, the way he did that thing. And in Matthew 26:41, it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing. Is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
The flesh is weak, man. You can get in the flesh real quick. He's worn after that spirit. He wants to tear you down. He wants to tear up your testimony. He wants you to get mad and upset with people. Now that they can turn to you and say, hey, you're not a Christian. Look at the way back. And he'll use certain things, certain words, and we'll get in our feelings sometimes. I get my feelings. Hey, he'll get you where it hurts, he'll poke and prod. And then the devil, he's smarter than us. Only time it's God's grace that he can just rip us apart. Hey, send lives at the door. And they're waiting for you now. They're waiting for you. Don't think that old man can't come out.
Come on!
We can get that on real quick if you ain't got God. Now, if we're not being checked up in church right here, this is where I come to get the healing. We know right here when I need to ask for forgiveness from my children, from my wife, from my coworkers, from people around me. I got to go step to them. Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. Forgive me for that. You know, things like that. Even when I want people in a pout and I'm upset or pop them off, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But I'm telling you, that spirit works on me.
Oh, yeah.
And that spirit's willing to do those types of things. That flesh hates. That's embarrassing in flesh. Sometimes give them a test fight. Don't do it.
You just do it.
That spirit, man, he just tells you, he gets you up there, he gets you pumped up. And then that spirit, you don't know. They've heard that testimony a long time. And they need to hear it again.
I love the testimony.
They encourage me. They remind me. Sometimes you need to be a reminder. I'm telling you, have a reminder in your life to always, hey, because I remember where I came from.
And if I don't,
I'll forget what's ahead. If I forget what God's done for me in my life back then I won't see what's ahead.
Right.
And I won't have any hope for the future because He has made some promises. He gave some promises that I've watched come to pass. He holds to His promises.
Yep.
He keeps His promises better than me.
Come on. Amen.
I keep myself.
Come on.
He holds promises. Hey man, he'll work things out. He'll work things out. He'll pray things a certain way. And you'll go through a million different scenarios the way you wanted to go out. And you'll go some totally other way.
Right.
They'll have some little loop in there that'll tell you didn't even think about it. I didn't think about that. And God just works it on out.
Amen.
You keep seeking him diligently. This is delight yourself in the Lord. You give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Hey, he will. The Spirit is willing. The Spirit is willing. And hey, sometimes we don't know what to pray for. The Spirit intercedes for us.
Right.
Hey, with groanings. You ever just get down and get quiet?
Amen.
There's something that's come out of you. What is that? That's that Spirit, man. That Spirit, man. He's crying out. Hey, he's making intercession for us. The Spirit is willing. I'm going to go ahead and read in Timothy 4, verse 1. So I'm going to, this is a very familiar scripture. I know y'all know it. I know y'all know this one. It says, I charge thee. A charge is a demand.
Yes.
A price from someone for a service.
Come on.
He says, I charge you.
Come on.
I charge you. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season. Out of season. Reprove.
Exhort.
With all long suffering and doctrine. Reprove.
Yes.
I looked that word up. Reprove and rebuke. They're kind of about the same. It says the reprimand or censor. Their behavior or actions. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. Exhort is to strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. I strongly encourage you to get saved if you're not saved.
Yeah,
man. Named Jesus.
Yes.
He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you wherever you can bow down to him. There's a man named Jesus. You must be born again.
Yes.
You must be born again. Must be going to the devil's hell.
Right.
Hey, there's a man named Jesus. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll save your soul from hell. He died
on
the cross for your sins. He shed the blood. Hey, before that, we had to go to a priest. We had to make a sacrifice. He was the ultimate sacrifice. The
first
lamb. He died on the cross. And he won't leave you where he found you.
Amen.
It might not change, but he'll change something besides you.
That's
you. Everything else to see it. The whole world will see a whole new life in you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, a man named Jesus came into my life one day. In my deepest, darkest moment, I had nobody. Then destroyed relationships. Then blew up bridges. I'm telling you, a man named Jesus every single time. He'll come through when nobody else is there, when you can't go to anybody else. A man named Jesus, he saved my soul. Any man being Christ is a new creature.
Right.
I'm telling you, any man, if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for anybody. I get discouraged sometimes saying he ain't gonna do it.
Come on.
I watch him do his little work.
Amen.
I watch him do his work and he'll tell me, Hey man, remember where you came from? I have my earrings in. I'm telling you, I have my sunglasses on.
Come on.
You couldn't tell me anything. Hat on backwards, sideways.
Come on.
Selling drugs and just the stupidest person you ever met in the world. I'm telling you, kids, don't do it. It's stupid. It's gone. I'm telling you, get out there in that world, you'll have scars. Get these stupid tattoos. I'm telling you, I read them all.
Come on.
Scars on your body. The show where you've been.
And
ruin your life. Any of that thing get messed up out there.
Right.
And you don't know how. Still take you further than you want to go.
Yes,
take you longer than you want to stay. And cost you more than you want to pay.
Amen.
You stand blind. And grind. It'll take your life from it. You just want to play a little bit. I just want to do a little bit.
That's
what you'll see how far it'll take you.
Right.
It may not kill you, but it might kill your children.
Amen.
And I might have been hard enough to handle this life. He's not. They might not be able to go through what I went through, but they think they can because Daddy did.
Amen.
What did Solomon do when he seen David?
That's right.
David did it.
Yeah.
Now Solomon's got all kinds of stuff going on. Hey, what about Abraham?
Abraham was
Sarah.
Come on.
He told me that was his sister.
Right. Come on.
I do the same thing. Same thing. Y'all don't think it don't happen. It's a generational curse. He's just told us to break it.
Come on.
It's on you to break it. That stuff is real now. When I allow my life
go ahead,
to come on him, come on to her, Come on, all of them.
Right.
They're coming in. Right. What I allow in my life, they're going to allow triple, double.
Right.
It may kill them.
I
may be burying my children.
Amen.
I may watch them be buried off of something that I did.
Amen.
And I can't sit there and say, hey, we don't do it, but you did it.
Right.
But you did it, and
come
you survived it. You're right. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. They'll be watching what you're doing. They're doing exactly what you're doing.
Right.
They're over there singing the songs we're singing.
Right.
They're over there listening to it. Hey, I heard what you preached the other day, Dad. What was that you were talking about right there? They're listening.
Amen.
You don't watching you?
Yeah,
I just watched you witness and pray that, man.
Yeah.
You weren't scared. I said, I'm always scared. So
right.
It's always a fearful thing to stand between the
right.
Amen.
Stand up right here, be called to preach.
Come on.
Hey, that's all. This ain't just right here.
Right.
Hey, it's everywhere.
Amen.
To the lost. The harvest out there is many.
Right.
But the laborers are few.
Right.
Hey, the harvest is plenty.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
Hey, it's plenty.
Yes,
you got people out there that are dying to hear what you got to say.
Amen.
You don't just walk around and be a light, and you won't live like them. And they'll see something different in you. They'll ask them what you got there.
Amen.
Hey, come on to church. I'll show you what I got here. Hey, let's pray about it. Hey, you got something? Hey, man, I got something going on in my life. Let's pray right here.
Right there.
On the ladder. It don't matter. Whatever you want to pray. Hey. I just know it is hard. Hey, but I pray for God to help me to be bold.
Amen.
To be bold, a soldier of Christ.
Amen.
Hey, that I can stand in that gap. Hey,
right.
God knew a lot after he remembered one man standing in that gap.
Right.
Hey, I ain't no telling what he might do in their life.
That's
because
right.
One man.
Right.
One man.
Amen.
It wasn't the glory of God on one man.
Yes.
The glory of God on these ones right here. And
come
then
on.
4 months later, look what God does.
Amen.
Look what God does. You know, he couldn't send me out there. You know they're watching? You know they're watching? They needed somebody.
Right.
They needed somebody.
That's
and God sent me.
Yeah.
God, and
amen.
I thank God who sent me.
Hey,
and I'm going to tell you, I can't repay God none of it. I don't deserve any of it. But God sent me. And I'm trying my best to stand in the gap. I'm trying my best to be the man that God called me to be.
Yes.
Do I sin? If I sin, I fall short of His glory. And my righteousness is filthy rags.
Right.
There's nothing to compare to what He has prepared for us. I have not seen nor the ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts. A man that God has prepared for those who love Him.
Amen.
God has something prepared for us.
Right.
This little bit right here, this little bit of suffering right here, and not forget, this is nothing but a vapor right here. This is a vapor. But I forget, I get so wrapped up in my emotions and my feelings, and I wear them on my sleeve right here.
Right.
And I spout out at somebody, I honk the horn at somebody. That's just what we do sometimes. But hey, the Spirit is willing.
Amen.
The Spirit is willing. Blessed will be weak. Blessed we.
Right.
Read on here. It says, for the time will come, because the time has come, when they get tired of hearing with being corrected. They get tired. They want to live how they want to live. The time has come.
Right.
It says, will come. And I say it has come. Then they will not endure sound doctrine.
That's right.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers and engineers. Hey, people sit there and listen to you all day when you tell them what they want to hear.
That's right.
And they can't take it. They're going to stop.
Come on.
It's called a great falling away. They got thin.
Come on.
They get tired of them.
That's right.
They don't want you to tell them.
Come on.
When you reprove and when you rebuke, they don't want to hear.
Amen.
Hey, but I'm telling you, I'm exhorting you too, because a man named Jesus came my way to save my soul.
Amen.
Got something for you.
Right.
You don't just let go of that other stuff. Hey, in Deuteronomy, it talks about, hey, this is the way you get your blessings, and this is the way you get your curses.
Right.
You live this way, hey, you reap what you sow.
Right.
You live this way, I got blessings for you. I got something for you right here. If you don't live this way, this is what you're going to get.
That's right.
Amen.
Black and white. He's not trying to hide nothing from you. Just tell you. If you sin, the wages of sin is death.
Yep.
The wages of sin is death. It's misery. You'll be miserable. Hey,
right.
I'm telling you. tell you, when you get back and you push back the hand of God, you allow things to come into your life
that you never even knew were
right there waiting.
That's right.
they're like ravishing wolves. Hey, the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking. He wants these guys. I pray that God and the devil never have a conversation about me like they did Job.
Right.
Job, he went through some stuff, but I pray that God and the devil never have a conversation with me about me. Because, whoa, that's tough right there.
Yeah.
That's hard right there. That man lost everything. You don't know when that devil, he's sitting in that fence. And you said, devil, where you been? Oh, you know, to and fro. Man, you know, been over there sitting outside on his fence watching Job. Wanting to just get in there. You know, we've got that hedge around him.
Yeah.
Right down that hedge.
Amen.
But we'll sit there. And we'll forget what God's done. We'll forget that hedge of protection that God's put around our
family.
We'll forget those things. We'll push back the hand of God, and we'll allow those things to come in our lives and destroy it. Hey, man, the more spiritual you get, the more the weapons come at you. More they send them your way. So when you break away and you push back the hand of God, man, it's all damn. It's better to have not known than you have known. It's better. Hey, look, you live in a way, you're being an example for Christ, and people are watching your life, and man, that's live like him. And then they watch you turn from that.
Right.
Hey, you'd be better off putting a milestone around your neck.
Yeah, right.
You don't know who you may fall. Who could have died if you would have just kept on?
Hey,
keep on the fight.
Amen.
I have fought the good fight.
Yes.
And just keep on fighting. Keep on fighting, man. There's a prize in all this. So the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The time has come. But after their own lust shall they keep to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They shall be turned unto fables. Maybe we believe the lie for the name of truth.
That's
real
right.
Quick. And it's real because it's just how it is. People believe the lie for they believe the truth. And they don't want to hear the truth.
That's right.
They don't want to hear I've been wrong. I don't want to hear I've been wrong sometimes. But then guess what I gotta do? I gotta humble myself, come out here.
That's
get
right.
I gotta do, ask God forgiveness, ask my brothers and sisters for forgiveness. Hey, we gotta live with each other forever.
Amen.
This ain't it right here.
Amen.
Boy, you're stuck with me, brother.
Amen.
Chase is stuck with me, man. So
amen.
This guy's stuck with me. When he splits them Easter sky, when we go into glory, we're going to live forever.
Amen.
We're going to be worshiping God.
Hallelujah.
On 5, it says, but watch now in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And 6, for I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hence, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.
All of them. We got crowns to lay at his feet.
Amen.
Now, there's something to hope for. Agony, this pain, the stuff that we go through on a day-to-day basis, that we wonder why we're suffering this way. We wonder why these things happen. We ask God why these things happen. It's just the price that we got to pay for what happened.
Amen.
Man sinned and brought sin to this earth.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, there's a man named Jesus.
Amen.
A man named Jesus.
Thank God.
Came to where I was at. That one. Dad, I'm telling you, I've been fighting physically, spiritually, and just fighting and not even knowing. My body was tired, They threw me in a cell, and I was just, man, what have I done? And the man named Jesus came by my way.
Amen.
And the only thing I had was the King James Bible.
Amen.
Underneath my bed, I'm telling you, it wasn't nothing but a blanket. I tell you, it wasn't a pillow, it wasn't a mattress, it was nothing. I couldn't get nobody to come. I couldn't get out and get on the phone. It was nothing. He got me right where I needed to be.
Amen.
He put me right where I needed to be.
Right.
Hey, he needed somebody that was standing in the gap.
Yes.
For his children. For my wife. For my family.
Amen.
He needed one man. And I thank God he chose me. I thank God he didn't push me away. I used to think out there, hey, that's a blessing from God. I'm living the way living in sin. I'm so blessed. No, God shows mercy and grace.
Amen.
God can't bless unrighteousness.
Right.
That's just God's grace.
Right.
That's just God's mercy he's showing.
That's right.
Hey, but you know the goodness of God brings men to repentance.
Yes. Amen.
It's God's goodness.
That's right.
It brings us to repentance. We know that God has something better for us on the other side.
Amen.
God has heaven to hope for. Hey, we got heaven to hope for, and that's all.
Amen.
I gotta stay focused. I say that all the time. Gotta stay focused. A man named Jesus.
That's right.
He'll help you with all your problems. Anything.
Amen.
Anything. He'll deliver you. He's the Almighty Counselor. Hey, he'll fight battles for you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he'll climb mountains with you. He'll clear you. He'll do things in your life that you could only dream of. I've only done it mine. I look at where I've come from, and I look at where he's brought me, and I'm telling you, just seeking him. Just like he says, delight yourself in the Lord. He gives you the desires of your heart. Some of these desires that I've had, I didn't even know I had until they get met. And they get fulfilled, and these things happen. And I'm like, wow, Lord, I didn't even know. It's a bonus. And the prayer that I pray for comes with a bonus.
Amen.
The prayer that you pray for comes with extra.
Amen.
Hey, kids acting right. Kids being respectful. Anything. I'm not talking about just your blessings in your pockets. I'm talking about everything. Joy, peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
Man named Jesus.
Yes.
Came my way. Saved me. And I can't shut up about it.
Amen.
And I know some of my coworkers wish I do. Because I'll tell them about in the church until they say, well, I'm just going to come. All right, you come on.
Amen.
Pay my way.
Amen.
Pay my life. And I thank him for it. There's nothing I can do with it. I don't deserve it. And I just thank him for the grace, his mercy. And I thank him for Calvary. I thank him for dying on that cross.
Amen.
And not leaving me the way he found me in misery.
Amen.
He didn't just save my soul. He changed my life.
Amen.
He changed me. Changed me. I thank God for it.